This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand, just to thanking you tonight, just to praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Precious Father, before we go any further, we want to recognize you in everything we say and do. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for the bread of life that you have given us, for the blood that flows in our veins. We ask you just to anoint these lips of clay, hallelujah, this night, precious Father, use me the way that you see fit. In the name of Jesus, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder this broadcast from going forth here today, Lord, and tonight in the name of Jesus. As we lift up the name of Jesus, draw souls onto thyself this day and forevermore in the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
And Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you today and tonight in the name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We thank God for this opportunity, hallelujah, because through the use of the internet, amen, we are able to bring forth the word of God. Amen. So we've been looking at 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18, and also the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
Amen, amen, amen. Reading to your hearing, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. And then James 5, 7 through 11 reads, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. I've read to your hearing James 5, 7 through 11, and 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Providence Timo, amen, for sharing the scriptures with us tonight. Amen. So we just ask that you, hallelujah, those that are listening and those that will be listening later, amen, that you would just consider what is being said. And we just hope and pray there was something, hallelujah, that we're saying through this teaching tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul and help you to stay in faith and trust God that things will get better. Just for the next 3 minutes, I want to talk about this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hallelujah. Every situation in life is temporary. See, when life is good, make sure you enjoy it and receive it fully. And when life is not so good, remember that it will not last forever, because better days are on the way. I'm going to say it again because this will bring encouragement to your soul. Every situation in life is temporary, even what we are experiencing at this moment. So when life is good, make sure you enjoy and receive it fully. And when life is not so good, remember that it will not last forever, because better days are on the way. Life on earth, as we know it, is full of work, because we need food, clothing, shelter, and education. Sometimes people cannot tell the difference between wants and needs. You see, God knows all our needs, and he promised to us as his children is to supply our needs. See, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and 19, the word says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But the fact is, today, in 2020, a lot of us, even believers of Christ, don't have time to worship and serve God because we are very busy doing work to meet our needs and to gain material possessions and fame here on earth. This too shall pass. So the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Believers of Christ, child of God, it is very displeasing to the Lord when our needs and wants in life become a hindrance to our service to him. One day, our worldly treasures and possessions and efforts and sacrifice will pass in a moment. So, what we need to do is focus our minds on things above. See, the word says again in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, verse 18. It says, while we look not on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, the God that we serve, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Just a reminder to the body of Christ as children of God. God is not unjust. He's not like man. He's not an unjust God. He will not forget your works and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Now that's something to be excited about. That's something to always keep in front of you, in your mind, of knowing that God is a just God. That God, one day, it will be paid for your works and labor of love, which you have done for him in his name. And you have ministered to the saints, and still, as of this night, are still ministering. So, brothers and sisters of Christ, stand firm, stay in faith, and let nothing move you. Always giving yourself fully to the works of the Lord, because your labor in the Lord is not in vain. All that what we'll do for God will stand. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. If you are going through tough times, as we are experiencing at this moment, this night, remember this. This too shall pass. Oh, yes, it will. Because God, he is a God that sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. In the book of James 4, verse 13 and 14, it says, go to now ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go in into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. Because today is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. Today, brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, it is a blessing to be alive. That's why we have to be concerned about today, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is what we should be focused on. We are only on this earth for a short time, and those times at this moment are very difficult. And there are a whole lot of ups and downs to life. But just like the Christians, that was weighted down in the dumps of despair by the guilt of their sin, you also can be weighted down in this life by the efforts, by the effect of sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin, the wages of sin, is death. It could be physical as well as spiritual. Yes, we suffer in this life for many reasons. Some are of our own doing and making, and some are due to the fallen condition of this world. But remember, this too shall pass. In Psalms 30 and verse 5, the word says, "For his anger endured, but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." You see, here in the scriptures that was read in the book of James, chapter 5, 7 through 11, James, the Apostle James, wrote a letter to encourage the believers to endure all the way to the end. James was the apostle to the church in Jerusalem, and he wrote to the Jews that were caught up in what is often called the dispensation. You see, in Rome, it was considered, Christians at that particular time to be a sect of Judaism, like we often consider other denominations in 2020 of the Christian church. Now we know that the Jews and Christians at that particular time didn't believe the same thing when it came to salvation. But Rome didn't care. So when the emperor at that particular time decided to expel the Jews, the Christians who are of Jewish descent or heritage were expelled it also. God used that banishment, expulsion, to propel the gospel to the uttermost parts of the empire. When we look around today in 2020 on what is happening at this particular time, even though our focus would be on the condition that we are in, I would encourage you to have a time of reflection, to have a time to where you can get alone in your secret closet and have a talk with Jesus. Have a talk with God all about it. Get in a state of repentance if you fell short of God's, of the mark. It's just a matter of coming to him just the way you are, torn out from the floor up. Come to him and repent of your sin. Repent means that you're headed in one direction. You made a 180-degree turn. You realize that you fell short. You realize that you're not where you want to be in God. It's just a matter of confessing to him and let him know you blew it. Let him know how sorry you are for your sins that still have you bound up, tied up, tangled up in the things that is not of God. It's just a matter of reflecting and being real with God. The Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall receive the good of the land." God is good. Oh, yes, he is. Just like what happened in the book of James here, because of the Romans expelling the Jews and the Christians alike, there was a Jewish heritage. God can still use a situation that seems to be bad and still get glory from it. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, people of God, I stop by tonight to give you a word of encouragement that this too shall pass. Again, relating to the banishment at that time in the book of James, chapter 5, how while it was good to get the gospel out to other people, it was also a painful experience with sorrows and grief. Many people died for their faith. Many lost their property and their families. Life was very hard. But the Apostle James wrote to comfort those and encourage them to live with hope. Yes, when it seems like hopeless is a hopeless situation, when our back is against the wall and we don't know which way to go, we have to stay in faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So brothers and sisters in Christ, sure, the gospel is going out. Sure, the gospel can be preached through the use of social media, through the use of the internet. But we thank God for the people's heart being softened, taking out that stony heart, giving them a heart of flesh, preparing their hearts to receive his word in spirit and in truth. Your heart desire at this moment should be to please God and not to please man. Yes, we must obey the law of the land, but we must please God even more, because he's the one that has everything in control. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the great I am. He's the one that has all power in his hands. We serve an awesome God. He can make a way out of no way. He can turn things around in our favor. Oh, yes, he can. Because he is a God of mercy, a God of grace, and a God of love. We serve an awesome God. Yes, the word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will endure forever and ever. We serve a God that honors his word above his name. He goes to and fro looking for those that dare to believe him and his word. You see, all the promises of God, in him is yea, and in him is amen. Remember this. Be encouraged. Be exalted tonight, because this too shall pass. This too shall pass. in God's time. We don't know when, and we don't know how, but God knows when, and he knows how to bring forth that miracle, hallelujah, to turn everything around. It may never be back to where it once was. My only thing, I only believe that better days is on the horizon, that better days are coming. God willing, Jesus tarry, God will make a way out of no way. God will help us if we be true with him. The word says, for us to trust him, calling the Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Trust, rely on God, rely on his word, rely on the fact that if he said it, he shall bring it to pass. He is not like man. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, and it's a word from him, he shall bring it to pass. So be encouraged here tonight, because this too shall pass.
Set the captives free.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about this too shall pass. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of James, the fifth chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 7 through 8. What we had read earlier was James 5, verse 7 through 11. Hallelujah. Here in James 5, verse 7 and 8, it says, be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman or the farmer waited for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receiveth the early and the latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth near or now. Brothers, sisters of Christ, people of God, for this too shall come to pass. No one wants to be told to be patient, because we live in a fast-paced world, moving faster each and every day. But this is exactly what the Apostle James tells us to do. We need to realize that the things we are going through at this moment are going to get better. And it will pass, or it will not. And it will get worse before it gets better. I know this is not something that we want to hear, but the word says that this, hallelujah, paraphrasing it now, that this world that we're living in is decaying at a fast pace because of sin that was introduced in this earth from the fall of Adam and Eve until now, a part of that decaying process that is taking place. Yes, believers of Christ, let's believe for better in unity tonight, because this too, what we are experiencing at this time, it shall pass. You see, the God of the universe is not sitting around in heaven sending bad vibes our way as a way of punishment, of punishing us or to harm us. No, he has a plan and purpose for us. See, the Bible says, in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into various trials. Knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfected and complete, one in nothing. Brothers and sisters of Christ, what specifically is that motivates your patience? Is it the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? We, like the New Testament church in the Bible days, even now in 2020, should be living with the expectation that Jesus could return at any given moment. Child of God, do you live your life with the view that Jesus could come at any moment? It can help us deal with our pain and suffering with different people and stressful times and circumstances. You see, James used the illustration here of a farmer, of a farmer. Hallelujah. He speaks of the farmer that plants, and then he has to wait for the fruit and the rain. Imagine this for a moment. If you like the farmer, needed rain for a harvest, and it didn't happen quickly, thank God that we have to be thankful to God, because thank God for the grocery store, because we wouldn't have no food. Thank God that there's stores available where we can go and buy our necessary food in order to survive. So we have things to be thankful for, even though it may seem as a disaster, even though it may seem as we are confined, a stay-at-home order have been issued. God is still good. He's still good because he knows our needs. Sometimes we want what we want, but God promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He promised to meet our need according to the word of God, which says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, but my God shall supply our needs, all your needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we as believers of Christ, we must establish our heart with great expectation, hallelujah, according to the word of God. And then, just like James 5 and verse 8 says, be ye also patient, establish your heart for the coming of the Lord. Draw it now. Jesus Christ's return here on planet Earth is said to encourage us to be patient in endurance of knowing that one day he will come, because this too shall pass. To establish our heart means to set things firm on something. Set our hope in him. Jesus said we can establish our hope and build on the foundation of God's word. Or we can make a decision to set our hope on shifting sand of man's opinion. The choice is yours and mine to choose. Again, here in the book of James, James instructs us to establish our heart. Establish our heart with hope by looking to the return of Jesus Christ. Don't be focused on things of desert. Be focused on things above. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Here it says this three times in this passage of scripture that our actions that we should take is to be motivated by the reality of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back again. He promised that he would when he ascended on high, when he left this earth. He told his disciples, he commissioned them to go and preach the gospel to every creature. And those that hear shall be saved. And those that hear it not shall be damned. That same great commission he gave to his disciples, he have given to every follower of his, even now in 2020. You see, Jesus Christ, he's coming back. He's coming back again. And he has gone to come back for the church, to rescue the church out of here in the rapture, and to bring judgment on our oppressors. Yes, the word says in Psalms 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Many are the afflictions, the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. This too, believers of Christ, followers of Jesus, this too shall pass. This too, the condition that we are in, shall pass away. Brothers and sisters of Christ, don't grumble. Don't complain. Because here, in the book of James, chapter 5, and verse 9, it says, grumble not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Grumble means to complain or protest against something in a bad temporal way, complaining about something clearly but quietly in a low muttering. It is interesting that James tells the church in this verse, hallelujah, of scriptures, in James 5, verse 9, not to grumble against one another. Because you see, sometimes people of God, when bad things happen in our lives or in the lives of the church, we tend to complain and look for someone to blame. We, as humans, our nature sometimes allow us to not be patient. We want things quick and in a hurry. We want things the Burger King way. But I'll stop by tonight to let you know that God waits. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than ours. God knows what he's doing. He's working on both ends. Sometimes we get impatient, but this is the time to endure with endurance in our lives, to keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting that God in his time will come and change everything around. Hallelujah. God went, even it may seem that things are bad, but as long as we have a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet, food on the table, vehicles to drive to go to and fro, we really don't have nothing to complain about. And we as a church, it's time for the church as a whole to come in unity, to rise up and shine for the glory of God, to lead people to the one that is able to bring deliverance, to the one that is able to meet their each and every need. Put your focus on Jesus, because he is our way maker. He is our bright and morning star. He is the lily of the valley. He is Lord of lords and kings of kings. Don't have no reason to complain. Sure, when we let our emotions and our feelings dictate the position that we are in, we will start complaining. But if you know that you know that you know, that it's just a matter of time that God will come through in our behalf. You see, when we get in that complaining state, we will complain about natural tragedy. We will complain about a decline in church attendance. We also will complain about things that is happening with our lives. You see, a lot of times when something happens, it is because we live in a fallen world, a world that is full of iniquity, that is full of sin, full of darkness. Brothers and sisters of Christ, you know that God made a way for us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, who bridged the gap between God and man. Yes, we all deserved to have persecution and evil things happen in our lives, because we all participated with the sins of Adam and Eve, bringing about this fallen world that we live in. And the thing will only get worse if we don't repent and put our trust in Christ. Our total allegiance should be to him, because Jesus is the author and finish of our faith. Again, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says for us to trust in the Lord, to rely on him with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, people of God, take the time while you have time, while you're here at your house, while you're here confined on a homestead at home order. Here, don't let it be a time of pleasure. Let it be a time of prayer. Let it be a time of reflection, looking at your life, seeing where you are at this time and moment, seeing where you are when it comes to the things of God, making sure that your house is in order. Remember, hallelujah, what happened to, thank you, Jesus, to the prophet when he went and told Hezekiah to get his house in order. He turned to the wall and he prayed and reminded God about his life, reminded God of all the good that he did. And God gave him 15 more years added to his life. We don't know what the outcome will be through what we are experiencing at this time. But we need to do our best to make sure that if our name was called, our number was pulled, that we're in right standing with God. Study His Word on a daily basis. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 2 and 15, the Word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. You have to remember, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, those that are listening in, every situation in life is temporary. So when life is good, make sure you enjoy and receive it fully. And when life is not so good, remember that it will not last forever, because better days are on the way. This too shall pass. Wherever, hallelujah, don't let fear grip you. Hallelujah, stay in faith. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. God is good. Oh, yes, He is. There may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice, after listening to the teaching tonight, oh, this too shall pass. Remember what the Word said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and 18. For our light affliction is but for a moment, working for us a far more and far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Precious Father, in the precious name of Jesus, as we come to you tonight, thanking you for your word, thanking you, Lord, for that your word will not return to you void. Thanking you, Father, for the word that went forth will bring forth 30, 60, and a whole 60, and 100% increase in people's lives in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, after we hear the word of God, let us be doers of your word. There may be one here tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. We just want to make sure that we give them an opportunity by the Holy Spirit of God that have drew them to that place of total acknowledging the fact that they are a sinner, acknowledging the fact that they need a Savior, that they need Jesus here tonight. The Word of God says in the book of Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Word goes on to say in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank you for that, for the word. Thank you for those encouraging words. Thank you, Father God, for your word, because your word will accomplish what you will in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers for honoring the requests. But most of all, precious Father, we thank you for the saving of souls. Saving souls that the kingdom of God may grow. That the kingdom of God, hallelujah, Lord, that we would be about our Father's business in your vineyard, compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Gone beyond the four walls of a building, reaching out in the communities, in the highways and the byways, and compelling people to come. Because time is wrapping up. It's not like it once was. Time is not forever. But we realize, Father God, that while we're here on this earth, the assignment that you have given us, let us be. Let us work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Oh, precious Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the words of encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for extending grace and mercy upon our family, our friends, our neighbors, as well as our enemies here this night. In Jesus' name, we pray. And Father God, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for joining us this evening. We hope that you are giving God all the glory for this being Good Friday, the day that we in America acknowledge as the day that Jesus died on the cross. So be prayerful this weekend and just know that he didn't stay on that cross. He rose again, and we're forever thankful for that and grateful. So if you have need to reach us, questions, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow. We greatly appreciate your patience. We greatly appreciate your attendance. We greatly appreciate your sharing the number. God bless. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Jesus' death and resurrection on Sunday this weekend. Even though we're quarantined, still give him the glory for life, health, and strength. God is good. We love you. God loves you. And have a great weekend. Prayerfully, the Lord willing, we'll be back again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God loves you. God loves you. We love you. Have a great weekend.